Hi, and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thanks so much for joining us today. And don't go anywhere, especially if you're a parent and you have children in school, because you really need to hear my guest today and what she has and get her new book, The Big Disconnect, Protecting Childhood and Family Relationships in the Digital Age. Dr. Catherine Steiner-Adair has written this book with parents and schools and certainly the students in mind. And we're all involved in the technical age. There's no question. There's just no way around it. And it can be wonderful. We can keep in touch with our children a lot easier. We can find out things. We can do homework. We can learn a lot, certainly, by having the computer, having text, having, you know, everything at our hands all the time. But there's that downside. If you see your child being a bully on this sort of thing, do you go to the school? Do you go to your child? Do you go? I mean, how do you fix this before it becomes bad? I mean, if you get little indications that because of the, you know, with texting or within the computer or whatever sites they're on, and they're starting to bully a little bit because they can, do we go to the child or do we go to the school? I mean, how does a parent handle that before it becomes a problem?
Well, I think, first of all, you start with your child and ask them what's going on. Why did you do this? Did something happen? And you really try and understand their experience of the situation. But, you know, it's not until kids are about 11 that they can do on average, that they can really do a good job of describing the other person's experience. So you have to realize you only have half the story. And I think, you know, it's very important to try and get as much of information as you can about what's going on, because your child might be being bullied or be caught up in a dynamic that they don't like, but they're trying to save face or they don't know how to get out of it. In general, I think it's very good to work with schools and with teachers and try and use these early missteps kids make as what we call teachable moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the times where you want to calmly and in a very reasonable way help a child correct their course and learn from the experience.
I think sometimes when a parent is always the one doing the disciplining, the children just kind of roll their eyes and go, I'm not really going to pay attention to you. But I think if it comes from someplace else, and certainly when they're young enough, under 14, where they're still listening, you know, wholeheartedly to authority, and hopefully later as well. But you know what I mean by that? I mean, certainly they're much more in tune to authority. And if they hear it from someone else and saying, you know, this is not a good thing, they might listen a little more. And certainly we don't want them to be on the other side of that as well. What is a sustainable family?
Well, what I try to set forth and really understand are what are the core concepts or practices that families can use and should maybe think about in the digital age that will really promote family closeness. Mm-hmm. And so the first one is that, you know, you've got to realize that technology is pervasive in today's world, and you and your family need to develop a family philosophy about using it that reflects and supports your family values and your own well-being. And that includes how you are as a family online and how you are when you're offline. And be very clear about expectations. For example, most parents think that when they give a child a phone, they give the child a phone. It would mm-hmm. be like sort of giving your kids keys to a car and say, okay, now you can go wherever you want to go, do whatever you want. But, you know, this phone, it's not really a gift, and it's not really theirs. I'm giving you this phone to use with the understanding that I expect you to use it in the ways we've discussed. If you take it to school, you follow school rules, no exceptions. Don't use the phone to initiate or forward mean stuff or sexy stuff. No porn, no illicit anything. No going on the World Wide Web except the sites we've identified you can. Mm-hmm. And if anything happens to the phone, if you lose it or you break it, you're responsible for replacing it. I mean, common sense stuff like that that just clarifies what our values are, what it's for, and what it's not for.
Yeah.
Another important thing for families, and really kids spoke about this so much, kids of all ages, talked about the need for families to play and to play together. And they complained enormously about how disappointed and sad or hurt or mad or hopeless they would feel when there was a family plan to, you know, go for a walk or mm-hmm. play at the beach and the parents brought a screen along with them or weren't really there or didn't show up. You know, things like kids would say, I miss the old days when we would go skiing and my dad couldn't text the office when we were on the ski lift.
You bring up a really important point here, is that parents need to be the role model. And if parents are always, when I was teaching my daughter to drive, and actually even before that, because I was very well aware of it, I never use my phone in the car unless I'm pulled over or I'm in a parking lot or something. But if it rings when I'm driving, I don't pick it up, even if I can. Especially when I was teaching my daughter to drive, I put it in the back seat. It's important that you model the behavior you want them to do. So if you're out on a family outing, don't bring your phone or don't bring the computer or don't say we're not going to have game night because I want to surf the web. I mean, you need to have those family times without technology being involved, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, kids will say things like, you know, I know my parents say they love me, but it's so weird because, like, they text and they drive at the same time, and they learned in school that that's so dangerous. So, like, I don't get it. Like, why would anything be more important than their child's life to them?
Absolutely. I tell that to my daughter all the time. I would never do it. I never speed. I never do anything like that because you are more important. But you're absolutely right. I can't tell you how many parents I know that I've been in the car with that still do it because, well, I got to call work. I got to take this phone call. But you should never do it. Well, you can't do that. You got to show that behavior exactly as you want them to do. You can't just tell them. I mean, certainly that's an old thing. We know that. But you're so right. When kids want that time with parents, it's very, very important to them. And if you keep pushing it off and pushing it off, they're going to be gone. You know, it's like that old song, you know, that you became like your parent. I mean, eventually you're not going to have that child around. What is the age? I know that I often think if you don't get a child before a certain age, I mean, by the time a child is 14 or 15, you can't be changing the rules then, right? There's that very early teenage years of window of opportunity to change things that could go bad. Is there a certain time as a psychologist that you think that you need to do that before?
Well, as a psychologist and a therapist and a family therapist, I think you can change behaviors at any age of stage in life. So I actually think it's never too late to pull over and change how you function, change how you are, change your family rules. I've helped parents put in completely different set of rules in their family. And, of course, everybody moans and screams and fights and cries at the beginning, but wait 6 months and then see how you feel about it. So I would say it's never too late to make changes. And I would also say that slow and steady wins this race.
Uh-huh. That's an important
point. Roll out technology slowly. Really think, what kind of phone does my 10-year-old need? Do they really need a smartphone?
No.
I am astonished.
Yes, me too.
By how many parents give their kids smartphones with absolutely no restrictions on them.
Yeah.
And think that this is a tool that will keep them safe.
Yeah, no, it won't keep them safe. I mean, my daughter was astounded. I mean, I would not give her a phone until a certain age, and then it was only the kind that she could call me and I could call her, and there was nothing smart about it. It was just,
right.
You know, you call me.
That was the smart thing about it,
but
it had appropriate restrictions on it.
But now she says she looks at kids that are younger and goes, how could their parents let them do that? And I thought, oh, good, I was really right. Because she looks at it and goes, no, they're too young to have that. Because she sees all the pitfalls in it and all the trouble that can be in it and all the, you know, all the issues that happen that at that age they don't see. So, I mean, there's no question we always have to be the parent. You say that a sustainable family is a family that has created a fabric of connectivity that is strong and many layered. And I think that is such an important point, that you have to have a strong family structure. And that is the core of everything with raising children. And certainly that's the core of everything in technology. Technology comes second, family comes first, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, what kids will say is they feel like they just don't matter sometimes when their parents pick up a call or take a call or say things like, oh, I can't wait to see you, honey, when you get home from college. And they pick them up at the airport, they get in the car, and the first thing they do is they take another call.
Yeah, that's true. And kids really pick up on that. And after a while, they just roll their eyes and they don't even want to talk to the parents. I know many like that. They just go, I don't even want to deal with them. They never dealt with me. And I don't want, you know, I'm always second in their life. And then the kids walk away. And then the parents go, what did I do wrong? But they did it for years. So this is a wake-up call. This is a great book for every family, for every parent. It's a wonderful gift. It's a wonderful gift to yourself. The Big Disconnect, Protecting Childhood and Family Relationships in the Digital Age. Catherine Steiner-Adair, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your book. It's terrific.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Everybody, it's on Shannon's Corner. You can go there and see the book, and definitely go get a copy for everyone. If you're a grandparent, get it for your kids so that they can raise their grandchildren in this age of technology in a really family way. Again, Catherine Steiner-Adair, thank you for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.